RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
Well, boy, the grills are going to be active this coming weekend, and people are always grilling things. And I get this question all the time. Nutritionally, what's healthy to grill? So I'm going to start with a quick few tips here. I want to let you know that fish, which is so easy to grill, people are afraid of cooking fish, but really it's just a few minutes. It doesn't take long. Make sure you leave the skin on it. Have the guy at the fish counter take the bones out of it, but leave the skin on. Put it directly on the grill rack. Cook it for about 5 minutes, depending on the thickness of the fish. Close the top. You can always brush the top of the fish with a good low-fat olive oil dressing or just olive oil and salt and pepper, or always mayonnaise makes a nice base for fish. It makes a nice even spread. It's got eggs and oil and a little salt and pepper and then a squeeze of lemon. Remember, don't put your lemon or lime on there until after it's started grilling because that will pre-cook it. Could get mealy. When you're done grilling it, you just pull it off the grill and the skin should technically stay right on there. And then you'll know the fish is done when it starts to pull away from the skin. Another people don't really think about when they want to grill healthy is fruit. Fruit grills up wonderfully. And if you're cooking a fish, grilled fruit, grilled pineapple, grilled peaches are so incredible. If you've ever grilled a plum, then you will know what I'm talking about. Pineapple, peaches, and plums really absolutely make wonderful grilling fruits. You can put them on a stick and do it, or you can just cut them in half, take the pit out, and put them directly down on the grill. Get those pretty grill marks on there. They only need to be grilled for a few minutes to get a little bit soft, to bring out those natural sugars, which make them absolutely divine. Pineapples, you can cut into pretty thick slices. You don't want them too thin or they'll fall apart on the grill. And then turn those, flip those, so that you get the grill marks on both sides, and then serve them kind of on an angle on the side of the fish with maybe a little cilantro or parsley right there on the side. Another good thing that you can do when you're grilling is when you're doing things like chicken breasts. People always are like, oh, they take so long. They really don't, especially if you do them in smaller pieces and brush them with barbecue sauce on a regular basis. Maybe add a little bourbon or whiskey. That helps cook it just a little bit better, a little bit faster, and keeps them moist. So those are some things you can try this weekend. Have a great time. Have a nice margarita or beer and do some healthy grilling. This is Melanie Cole. Stay well.